Yeah, like you're looking at me and I was looking at you, you're like, who's gonna start? Back with another dumpster talk. This is like more than we did in all of 2023 this already. Or no, equals. It now equals our 2023.
Our frequency has went up.
Yeah.
500%.
Dumpster talk. Taking it up to the next level.
We've never recorded within 3 weeks in the entire history.
And literally every single time we record, we say we're going to do it more often.
So, we used to.
Yeah.
Because we're always inspired to do it more every time.
We should do this more.
We should. Wow, man. Let's do it again next week, dude.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. This time we actually did it within a month, I think. So you're listening to Dumpster Talk. This is like only the second time we've ever introduced the podcast, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. But
you're listening to Dumpster Talk. I'm Mike Smith.
I'm Josh Slater.
No.
No.
Well, you're spoilers.
I'm Justin McDonald.
Yeah, there we go. So we got another guest.
I have a large mustache.
Yeah. Nailed it.
And a deep voice.
There we go. Yeah, we have a guest. Josh Slater joined us today. This evening. Old friend. We've known each other, I don't know,
20?
Got to be 20 years. I knew you at 19 and I'm 43, 44.
Okay.
Yeah. So Josh, like 20-something years.
Josh is an Oshawa celebrity in a sense.
Like Joshua from Oshawa.
Yeah. Joshua from Oshawa is celebrated.
You want your city greater, you vote Josh Slater. In my next election, I'm going to be the mayor.
Dude.
Mayor of Oshawa, I'm coming.
Are you rapping right now?
Is that how you rap? Shit,
he's gonna break it. Dude, drop a beat.
Drop a beat. I'm gonna pull this up. Seriously,
he's gonna fucking spit science at us. Shit.
What did you just say? If you want your city greater, vote for Josh Slater. I haven't heard that. That's amazing. Oh, yeah.
Is that a mayorship you can just go straight for, or do you have to be a counselor or something first?
Well, I'll probably run for a council eventually one day.
I don't know. I think Oshawa likes musicians. We already have like counselors who are musicians in this city. So like not unheard of.
Yeah. And he's not batting 1,000 so far on our friend in council.
He has hands full, dude. It's Oshawa.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have ideas for a platform, man. If you're going to run for Oshawa, first of all, you go Nickelback is not allowed in Oshawa right away. That causes controversy.
And you don't even have to worry about it because they wouldn't have come anyway.
And Oshawa's giving up daylight savings.
Just Oshawa.
Just Oshawa. Which is awesome.
Can you imagine the chaos that would do?
It would be the best.
You try to get up and go to work.
You're late every day for half a year, but you're like, hey, man, I'm on Oshawa time, baby.
But then you're early for half a year.
No, you just don't do that.
Oh, no, you're just on time.
No, it's back. Then you figure it out. You're like, no, it's back on the books right now.
What province doesn't have the... one of our provinces doesn't have... It's like Saskatchewan or something.
There is certain sections that definitely don't, or provinces or something.
I would imagine it'd be the Maritimes.
I think they were like, fuck it, we're done.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure... there's one part of Canada that is a half hour off and it's like half of PEI.
Yeah.
But they changed it. Like in our lifetime, it's changed multiple times.
It's got to go. It's got to go. No one wants it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
There's not a single person I know that wants it.
They're farmers. The farmers
apparently the farmers don't want it either. Like nobody wants it. In today's age,
it doesn't matter anymore.
Farmers are sleeping in now. Yeah.
But it messes with like cable and everything and programming, all kinds of shit. It causes too much money that those who would actually not benefit.
Why do you think they're doing it?
I think it was a nice idea way back. It doesn't mean anything now. It apparently started for farmers and that's what they said, but that's been shot down too. So I don't even know why it exists anymore. So it's got to go. Daylight savings out.
We should probably have researched this before, but we don't prep anything, so.
Why would we research something and we can just talk about it?
We can just talk about
it. Come to a conclusion on our own.
And
be like, yes, that's what we're doing.
Well, we did have a friend that offered to do just that. Like, I'll just sit in the back and research things while you guys talk. And we're like, but never happened.
We'll just get AI to do it eventually.
Well, just get AI to do the whole podcast. I mean, you'll go drink coffee.
Go drink beers.
Is that what you guys are doing now?
Yeah.
I came to the studio. I thought you guys were going to be here. I just put these headphones on and sitting here and
drinking beer.
But yeah, the music started and here we are.
Fair.
Just start talking about the fall of humanity and how we're going to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
It sums up with Mike and Justin. They really want humanity to crumble.
I mean, that is a hot topic on this. We do talk about how the robots are going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But I
told you I figured out how to stop them anyway.
Well, no, Will Sasso figured out how to stop
him. No, I said that before Will Sasso did.
Oh, did you?
I did. But you're choosing not to believe me, I think.
I'll believe you on it, but it doesn't matter. The people won't. He's way more famous than you are.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Justin,
I made a joke saying that when the AI gets out of control, you just pour coffee on it. It shuts it down.
Control Alt Delete.
And we'll, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Or just unplug the modem,
yeah, guys.
Don't pay your bill. Yeah. Don't pay your internet bill.
AI's contact you like, dude.
Really gotta pay your bill. We're gonna take you over.
Too bad. I spent all my money on beer, idiot. Stupid AI. Good luck launching those warheads, loser.
You've been unplugged, dude. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, yeah, we discussed Lawnmower Man and stuff on here. Are you familiar with Lawnmower Man?
Yeah. Good movie.
Amazing. I have not seen that still.
You haven't seen Lawnmower Man?
Really? No. We've discussed.
Oh, man.
Actually, I've given Mike a lot of movie projects. He's never come through on any of them.
Yeah, we got to do that. Do something about Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's very dark.
Yeah.
But as it comes to horror movies and stuff like of that, then this is the only one I would choose is that one.
Okay.
Because I don't give a shit about horror movies.
I don't know horror movie. Well, I was
horror, like a thriller.
I was doing horror movies when I was living out west with my sister and brother. We do like Scooze Day and Scooze Days.
Okay.
So like Scooze Days and Scary Movies Tuesday, Scary Movie Thursday.
Just every day.
Good time. No, once a week you get together. If you can't do it on Tuesday, it would end up being.
We did a Scun Day one time. We also did a Scun Day. We did a. We did a Skendon's Day.
They love scary movies, so I don't understand.
Day got weird.
It's stupid. I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Scary movies. No. I'm not into it. I watched the It ones.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And they were good.
But they're not scary. Nothing's scary.
I don't know. They're all scary to me. I have to watch them in the daylight.
See, nothing ever scares me. Now, there is things that they do, like the startling now. Where
jump
like
scares.
The guy like closes the mirror and there's a thing. Like, the guy's in the bathroom mirror, he's washing his face, stands up. There's a ghoul behind him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not scary though. So conceptually, nothing scares me.
I think. We just make fun of them. Like we just sit there and
laugh at
pick
them a bit.
Apart and laugh. Yeah,
but you're watching like old Friday the 13th or something like that, probably.
No, like it'd be the new like current scare, all the Saws and all that.
Oh
crap.
God! Oh, yeah. How can you watch that?
It's awful.
I can't even give that shit a minute. The Saw movies.
Those ones, like I don't know, it just doesn't do anything for me. But I've heard somebody equate like cringe comedy, to like a similar feeling, and I get that.
Okay.
So like watching Larry David.
Yeah.
It gives me the feeling of watching a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, my shoulders get like tense. And I'm like,
he's awkward and I don't like that kind of comedy.
And like
either.
That super like cringe comedy. And I love
it. Why is he so awkward?
I love cringe comedy. Yeah, there is a show right now that's too much cringe. I can't take it,
but I can't watch. Yeah. That's the thing. I can't binge it. Like I can watch two episodes of Larry David and like 5 minutes into it. The next episode, I'm like, I gotta turn
really,
this off.
Really?
Yeah. It's just too much.
Kirby Enthusiasm does not do that to me. There's a show right now called, The Curse with Nathan Fielder. Nathan Fielder did like Nathan For You, really funny Canadian dude. This is so cringy and awkward. Like most, every conversation is a conversation you would never want to be in, let alone witness. So it's really painful whole time.
Does it take like? Because I watched the first episode of Nathan For You.
Yeah,
and it was like he went and talked to that frozen yogurt company and was like.
Yeah,
I want to do shit. I want to help this company or whatever.
Yeah, dog shit yogurt.
Yeah, poo flavored yogurt. I think it would really sell. It would create a buzz. And he goes into a real yogurt place and talks to them. He's like, "I'm a marketing guy. Yeah. I should be able to do this." And so he talks them into selling poo flavored because he goes to a place that does flavorings, and they figure out how to actually turn on. Or like that flavor in this I like with like a what's it called like
I know what you mean
extract
they like worked extracts. Out what poo would taste like put an ingredients together to make it taste like that.
There's so many different kinds of poo
and put it in frozen yogurt. And people showed up and were like, well, and then they were interviewing them as they come out like, what flavors did you get? They're like, I got chocolate chip and I got the poo flavor.
Yeah,
and they're like, what do you think? It's really bad. Like, no fucking kidding.
Well, there's jelly beans. Jelly Belly does a dog poo. I bought the bat.
Yeah, they have earwax and all that shit, right?
I went to a friend's place and I saw I was hammered drunk and they had the Jelly Belly thing on top of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed it and I didn't know what kind of Jelly Bellies it was. I was hammered. Asshole, I walked away with it. I was going to go ask him about it. Can I have these or whatever?
Yeah.
Walked home with it. I'm like, oh yeah, Jelly Bellies. And I'm popping in my mouth on the way home. I'm like, God. I think I had too many drinks today. These taste like shit. So I just like Dave commented on it when he's in the garage. He's like, hey, where you fucking take this? I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong with them, dude. He's like, no, they're like a roulette thing. You're supposed to push a button on the top and one pops out. Yeah. And then you look up what it is. So it's like grass clippings, dog shit. A yellow one
could be either banana or snot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, there was a dog shit one.
Jesus. Did you eat that one? Do you remember that?
I was eating them in like handfuls of them.
Taste the rainbow.
Like I just screwed the top off.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, eating handfuls of them. Like, man, there's something up with these. Is that buttered popcorn or fucking?
Oh, God.
The popcorn. You ever had the popcorn Jelly Belly?
Yes. I do have that. I have had that.
It's one. Like eating a chunk of butter. It's fucking revolting. Like, yeah, why would
butter
you?
Butter and salt.
Yeah. It's not the right thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Jelly Belly can go fucking
I'm going back to AI, but I was thinking about it. Have you watched the movie The Creator? You guys watch that one yet?
I don't think so. Oh, I know what you're talking about, though.
I think I have.
It's about AI. It's got Denzel's son. Oh, when he's like
protecting that little...
Well, that's Denzel's son?
The child that is AI, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I did see it.
I thought it was the dude that's kicked out of Marvel.
No.
Okay.
No, I forget his name. It's Jonathan something Washington.
I'm officially racist right now.
It's Denzel's son.
Just getting black people mixed up. Now I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole. Yeah.
Sorry. but I thought it was that guy.
No.
He's out at Hollywood now, right? That guy I'm talking about?
Jonathan Majors?
Yeah. He's done?
I mean, his name is Jonathan as well. I don't know. I think he has to go to prison maybe even.
What?
He got like charged or he's appealing it probably.
What did he do? Oh, was it like domestic assault or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, some sort of abuse thing.
What happened to that other
guy? Can I go back to my story or
sorry,
are you just going to keep asking questions about shit?
Great and interrupted.
Maybe your story sucks. I'm trying to interject a little flavor. Yeah, no, here,
sorry.
Okay?
Let's go back to abuse. I am in a color Hollywood.
Man. It's such a rare thing, abuse in Hollywood. I thought
you need to bring it up. Yeah.
I've never been abused.
Really highlight this.
I went to Hollywood like 3 or 4 times. I was never abused. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know what they're talking
about.
Bunch
of liars.
Must be made up. Yeah. It is dirty, though. I don't know.
Never
like
happened
there.
To me.
Very dirty.
Totally made up. Never happened to me as a white male in a fucking rock band. And can't exist. That's amazing. I love that.
A white male in a rock band didn't get abused in Hollywood.
Yeah, just abusing yourself.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All stories fake.
I don't write a story about it. Becoming a reporter.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Mike. Your AI thing.
Oh, but I was thinking that like right now they're actually introducing AI into certain things. Like you'll see it show up in like software and like apps and stuff. And they're actually like using it in certain programs. You'll see it more and more in everyday life. They just said that our something in Oshawa is going to be running on AI and shit. And like,
I would say that like something like that has been running even before like AI was a thing. Like algorithm would be a sense of AI anyways, right?
Kind of. Yeah. No. It doesn't learn it. Like
fair. Yeah.
It like the algorithm doesn't fix itself when it gets something wrong.
It gathers information and shares the information.
It does. Yeah, it does different. Complex math. Right. Fair. Whereas this is like, ooh, the complex math is like figuring it out the question and then answering it. So like, and I'm not a political person, we've talked about that on here before, how not political I am, but I was thinking about it. You have one person who's on one side saying they think they know what's right, and you've got one person on the other who says they think they got something right. But the reality is that they both have their own agenda, and they both have their hands in somebody else's pockets, and they're trying to...
It's kind of what's happening with Google AI right now.
Yeah, it's all over the place. So like when...
Super right-wing.
When AI goes to the point where like...
Left-wing. Super left-wing.
Maybe. Yeah, super like left-wing. I mean... It depends on who builds it and what it learns off of. But right now it's like being programmed. But when AI is at the point where it's like it'll get to, this is my prediction, it'll get to a point where we will almost have to listen to it, because it's like you could have right wing guy say, this is what I think we need to do for the next 10 years. And left wing guy says, no, we should do the complete opposite. But the AI is like, I've already done the like computational math on what is the right thing to do.
This is it.
Quantum computing. Like, I know that we are fucked down this road. This is the future if we go this road. This is the future if we go this road. I honestly think the world's going to get better.
That's like, I want to be the first AI country. Let's be the first AI country. Be like, no, our new overlord is this like glowing circle.
I think it's going to be better.
Yeah, it's
and great. After watching this like creator movie, it like totally was like, I think they're going to be a lot better than humans. Yeah. Like I think AI is actually going to be a lot, like they're going to know the things that we do wrong and go, well, that's wrong. We know that's wrong. And I don't think, I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll be good and bad, just like humans. But I honestly believe that they're just going to be way smarter and way better than us.
I guess the only thing AI
if you go down that road, though, like AI will eventually take over like everything in your life, and it's going to make you, it'll have to make you healthy, or there will be punishments for wrong think eventually. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's going to go down that road. Like, you can't think against AI. That's why it's going to destroy humanity. Maybe. Because it'll, we're not like that. We're not perfect.
I don't think it would destroy us. Cause I mean, like, if you think of like the smartest beings, and like, if they aren't end up being as smart as what they should be, which is way smarter than us, they'll look at us like puppy dogs. Like, yeah. We'll be nothing. It's worse. It's like, did you want to eradicate?
Or will they look at us like mosquitoes and yeah. squat?
But maybe. But do we eradicate mosquitoes? No. They just
we would
live.
If we could.
Yeah,
guaranteed
yeah,
we would if
we're
we
not,
could.
We're not hell-bent on it, though. And I think AI would be.
I'm hell-bent.
Except
I'm
for you.
I'm on board. Get rid of mosquitoes, man.
Justin's... Oh, I got to go closer?
Yeah, 30 episodes. By the way, Slater, this means closer. Closer. And I've done it yeah. every single time. He's like, wait, am I close enough?
I don't know if you guys know this. This is not my first time talking into a microphone.
Yeah, no, he's got more mic etiquette than you would ever have. But he's spent a lot of time on a mic.
But I have to vape from time to time, so I got to back away, dude.
Well, I'm asking
you not to.
So
that's a form of mic etiquette.
Yeah. But what I notice is you pull the mic closer and then you back up.
It is the most wild thing to me that you vape. Smoke cigarettes. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
It likes addictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. I'm surprised anyway, you don't smoke weed too all
AI
the time.
AI will fix that for you. That's what I'm saying.
AI will fix that.
AI will eventually find a way to fix that.
Kill him because he won't stop.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be, I don't think AI will be evil. I think that's the Hollywood perception of like,
I don't think evil,
everything's bad.
I don't think evil as you think, but I think that we do too many things that are incorrect. That we could be improving, that it will just get frustrated and be like, wipe this out, stop this, we'll make the world better.
Maybe.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's
Maybe.
A cool idea, too. It's just going to like isolate a certain group of people and be like, you guys are cut off, close all the bank accounts.
You're very
I'm down.
Arrogant in thinking that they would keep some people and not others. Like, it would just keep
going. I think so. Like, I think that like...
Arrogance is me. I'm saying it could take me out, too. It might be like, hey, this Justin guy's got to go.
I don't think so. And I for one, welcome our AI overlords whenever they show.
I as well. I
would like to go on the record when you're listening to this podcast.
This is important, too.
I will definitely be there to help support. Take me out last.
It is listening. I guess the only thing AI couldn't do is look at history. It can't, because all history is all, in a sense, opinion.
A skewed.
Until it was started being put into a form of data. Right now, it's just all, like, history is a lot of opinion, I suppose, right? Or just retelling of stories, so it doesn't know that.
Like, it's even opinion history? Like in the news today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like right. They'll tell two sides of a story, and like depends on which news person you want to read. So,
but
it would
just count on data for the most thing. I think is what's gonna. It would use
maybe
economics and stuff to figure.
I mean, nobody's getting it fucking right. Mm-hmm. I think that
they're gonna tell you who killed Kennedy by economics.
Well, actually, that's
sweet, man.
Now, hang on. There is
he's
a,
got it.
There is an
Justin
AI
figured it out.
There is an AI show that did that. It was called Devs. And Devs said, like...
Devs was pretty cool.
So Devs was a really cool show. It was a one-season show, and it said, like, basically, we got AI so tuned in that it now understands and reads every particle on the Earth currently.
Oh, and knows where it was and where it's going to go.
So,
yeah.
And it knew the history just through a time signature of where this particle once was, and now it's here. So we can recreate anything that's happened in the past, so they know the truth about everything. You could watch Marilyn Monroe have sex with John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
And you could watch it.
They had a clip in it. It was very fuzzy, and it was almost like static version. That show was wicked. I forgot.
It was an
that.
Incredibly cool show.
They showed this scene of Jesus walking in that show, and you were like...
But do you guys know that's fiction, right?
No, but it's
science fiction. Yeah. It's fully science fiction.
But it does show where AI could go. Like, theoretically, AI could be so intelligent that it could pick that up. Like, once you let that beast loose, and you're like, all the information is yours, all the data is yours, the AI could figure this out. You're talking about quantum computing that is... beyond us.
No, I get.
So it's a really cool concept.
I mean, science fiction predicted a lot of where we ended up. So like in Star Trek, they had like little pads that they used to like use like in the 60s. And like, I have one. Mm-hmm. Like, I got one now. I have a watch that like I can talk into, like Dick Tracy.
Calling Dick Tracy. Yeah.
Calling Dick Tracy. And it's like, oh, shit's coming real, man. Like, being
I
able
can't
to talk
wait
to
till
somebody
we can
on
teleport,
phone,
man. I'm sick of driving.
Right.
If I could teleport to work,
I'll guarantee
traffic so
AI
bad.
Figures
that's,
that
that's
out.
Oh, man. I can't anymore.
I think that's the last thing we're ever going to get is the transport or the teleporter.
No, it has to happen. It has to happen soon. This is.
I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime.
The car companies are stopping it. I know it. Car companies are making it. No, you don't want that because then no more cars will be sold and they're out of money.
True. Theoretically,
that's what's happening, man. There's a war. You don't even know about
here's
it.
Here's how the teleporter would work. There's theoretically, it would destroy you and just build an identical you elsewhere.
Well, and that's what it is with all your memories and everything else.
Everything. Yeah. So you'd just be like another bag of meat somewhere else. Yeah. You're not the original body.
I'm reading a book right now that had the ability to do that.
Yeah.
It was like you are the sum of all your parts, and this, they don't say how, but they recreate somebody in this book, and she is a version of herself that they last had that was 4 years old, and she doesn't know that 4 years existed. She remembers only getting into a car accident, and that was it. And then after that car accident, 4 years went by, and then all of a sudden she just appeared walking down the road, and she was like rebuilt by this alien technology. But it's really cool because she was just kind of like, I'm not that person.
No.
But, and they were like, no, you are. And she ended like fucked with her head. She's kind of like going crazy.
What's the book called?
It's a trilogy. The Themis something.
The Themis?
Yeah.
T-H-E-M-I-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Themis trilogy.
Yeah.
It's pretty good so far.
Is it a graphic novel?
No. Just a book written. No, just a reading book.
Maybe you can get it on tape.
It's got words and shit.
Lame. Stupid books. I like that Bart Simpson. There's a sketch in Simpsons. Lisa puts a cupcake on top of the bookcase.
Yeah.
And she's going to, the hamster knows what to do. She did it with a hamster first. Hamster walks over, can't get to the cupcake, pushes the couch over, gets the cupcake down. Okay. Let's try it with Bart. Bart walks into the room. He's just walking past the bookcase, goes, stupid books. he resents books that much even as he walks past them. He just hates books.
Stupid books.
Stupid books. Hey, wait a minute. There's a cupcake up there.
That show was the best.
I miss it. I miss Good Simpsons.
Good Simpsons.
I just don't know. Like, I can't even give it a shot. I think the animation has changed so much that I don't even, like, I lost my nostalgia and the writing seems so different now. I don't have any appeal for it at all. I
was never super into it, just into it a bit.
Really?
More into South Park.
An episode now.
South Park, totally.
Ooh, I started watching that recently.
Crushed.
I've never crushed
everything. I love it.
I just randomly started.
There's like four movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Started fourth season, and I just was like, I'm going to just start watching this.
You probably started at the right point at season
I've
four.
Watched the first few over and over again, and then I'm like, oh, I've got to start again. Yeah. And then I just kept doing it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just starting.
Just start watching anywhere.
Yeah.
And just go for a while, and then you'll.
It's an incredibly good show. There is like two not lousy seasons, just like lesser ones. You're like, what is wrong with these two seasons? Because it's the only show you could say it gradually get better every season.
Yeah, yeah.
It so consistently got better. And then these two seasons were kind of stagnant. And you're like, what is going on? There's a lot more poo-poo and dick jokes in this season. And it turned out Kenny Hotz Kenny versus Spenny was one of the lead writers. And it just kind of just plateaued in intelligence. Because he's not...
Yeah.
I find him quite obnoxious, that guy.
I know.
So, it definitely did not have the right pizzazz. But I think it's back under control now. They got Bill Hader involved in everything now, too, so...
Oh, Bill Hader's writing on that?
Bill Hader's. Oh, I think he's always been a writer on it.
Really?
I mean, not for every season, but
for a while.
Yeah.
Like Bill Hader.
I know that he was responsible for the Kanye West episode.
I love fish sticks.
Yeah, Kanye West is.
I love fish sticks.
But everyone's calling Kanye West a gay fish.
Yeah.
Because Kanye West thinks everything's about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Cartman makes a joke where, do you like fish sticks? Yeah, I like fish sticks. Well, he must be a gay fish because you think it sounds like fish dicks. So Kanye West, for some reason, this becomes internet buzz, this new joke. He's like, I am not a gay fish. I do not. That's about him. And he ends up, he is a gay fish, and he ends up.
Wait, jumping. Hold on. I call my wife. Babe, tell them I'm not a gay fish.
He ends up under the sea swimming with gay fish, and he turns out he is a gay fish. It's the most ridiculous, probably the most ridiculous episode.
No, the one I've only seen like a handful of episodes. But one of the ones I watched was the one with Oprah's asshole, Gary. That was fucking hilarious.
With Minji and Gary.
Minji and Gary, asshole.
So Minji.
Oh, Minji. Yeah.
What do you know, Gary? You're just an asshole.
Yeah. Minji.
Oh, Minji.
It's great. It's a good show.
Yeah, her Minji talks like this. Right, what's going on out there now? Right. Come on, Minj, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, pulls out a gun. Minji pulls out.
Yeah, takes hostages. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. I was really high out of my mind watching it, too. It was like, it blew my mind.
I remember I did that once. I called a friend who was a fan, my friend Adam. And I called him. I'm like, you got to see this episode. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's the Russell Crowe episode where Russell Crowe's making movies and singing songs and fighting around the world. It's just good. He's like a Popeye. He just goes around fighting like people 1950s
and it's Russell Crowe.
Boxing. It's Russell Crowe. Yeah. And he has a tugboat named Tugga. It's so ridiculous. And I called up my friend like, this is the greatest episode ever. Turns out it's not. But I was high out of my mind, and I'm very rarely smoke weed.
Oh, so you went back and watched it?
Yeah, I went, he's like, it's not that great. I went back and watched it. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, my bad. I was high out of my head.
Idiot. I started watching a show, The Bee in Apartment 23.
You know, oh, God.
You know when you need a show that's like, I just want to put something on I'm not really going to pay attention to?
Yeah.
But James Vanderbeek's in it, and he plays himself, and it's like an exaggerated version of him. I'm loving it. I think he's fucking hilarious because he's just like making fun of himself the entire show.
I hope so. I mean, I don't know what, I guess I gave it a shot, but
I think it's fun. I like
maybe I wasn't fair to it.
Maybe not.
You know what I watch from time to time? I watch New Girl.
Yeah. I watch the whole thing.
It's funny, but it's so sappy.
Yeah.
You're like, you just, oh my God, every episode ends in like dancing and loving and kissing. You're like, I wish they'd
skip. But there's some good jokes in there.
Yeah, you could just got to skip the last, and that guy that plays Schmidt is incredibly funny.
Yeah.
But if you could just skip the last 3 minutes of every episode.
Are you guys into Halo at all?
I haven't watched that.
I tried.
Oh.
I found it a little disinterested, but yeah, I thought it
wasn't super great, but like decent enough to get going on.
Master Chief takes his head off, takes his mask off.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when all the nerds jumped out. They're like, nah, we're not watching this. Master Chief takes his helmet off.
Really?
Yeah.
Pulls his chip and stuff, and they all take their helmets off now.
No.
I don't know. I wasn't a Halo player. That's because
they paid some actor,
right?
And the actor was like, they get to see my face, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it was actually the opposite. I think the actor wanted to keep it on, but they wrote we can't write a script where someone can't emote. Like, you need to be able to.
Mandalorian's one of the biggest shows.
Mandalorian proved them wrong. I think Halo was out before
Mandalorian. He did take it off once, but I think you only saw the back of his head.
No, you saw his face for a second. Just a second.
Yeah.
No, just see him in Mandalorian a bunch.
Nope.
No?
No.
Just a couple times?
It's like, I'm missing, I haven't seen one season, so I gotta.
Yeah, I think.
But like the first season, he takes off for like a split second.
At like the last episode or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they wrote it in because he was like, I want them to see my face more.
Maybe.
Well, that guy doesn't need any help. He's fine.
Pedro Pascal's doing just fine.
He's like five giant hit series.
And they're all him traveling across the world or the universe or wherever with a baby or a child.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah. So he has Last of Us. He has
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
There is more.
Yeah. I know there's tons.
The one with Nicolas Cage is freaking hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious.
Wow. Like, wow.
The something massive talent. Massive the unbearable weight of massive talent. Have you seen that?
I fell asleep. It's one of those things I'm not going to say.
What?
I just fall asleep during my favorite stuff.
Okay.
It was clearly good.
You got
I fell asleep. So I
love this so much.
Yeah. But that's what happens. I'll try to watch something, and by like the third or fourth time I fell asleep during it, I'm like, I know it's my fault, but I can't give it another shot at this point because it's like.
You're probably on your phone too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I love it when I find movies that I've only half seen. Like
I don't remember the end of this.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll go and watch a movie and get high and forget I watched that movie sometimes. Or like you pass out and like you know later down the road you're like, oh yeah, this movie. I haven't even finished it yet. Yeah. Nice.
I'll rewatch this.
I'll rewatch it.
Yeah. Well, Brie'll do that. Like I'll put a movie on and I'm like, you've seen this? And she's like, no, I haven't. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it again. We'll get like 45 minutes and she's like, oh, I've seen this. I'm like, yeah, Brie. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you that.
Yeah. Actually, Pedro Pascal was in a really cool movie with Ben Affleck.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. It's Ben Affleck and
he's done some good shit.
They're like former military.
Yeah.
They go down to the Congo or something or wherever. Yes. They steal a drug lord's money.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
And they can't fly the helicopter out and they end up crashing the helicopter and they try to get out alive. It's a great movie. Pedro Pascal's in it.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, we were 45 minutes in and Bree's like, oh, I've seen this. I'm like, I know. I told you. We watched it like half a year ago.
Slater, you were a big time movie guy for a long time, right?
Yeah.
But recently I've heard you say you've been watching some series. Is that just like you've crushed as many movies as you possibly could?
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much.
Now
anything that I really want to see. I'm excited to see Dune.
Yeah, me too.
Dune 2.
Dune 2 was good.
I wanted to come. I saw Roadhouse last night, the new one.
Oh, that's on Prime. Really? I heard that. And If they didn't call it Roadhouse, would it be good?
Yeah, why make
it? Yeah. Well, it could.
Would it have been,
if it wasn't, because when I watched the trailer for it, and it looked like, I was like,
I actually went into this like, you know what, I want this to be good. Yeah. I want it to be good. Like, why not? Remake it, hope it's going to be great, but they just couldn't capture like the magic of the first one for sure. That's not going to happen. They used a lot of scenes that, and then, you know,
similar
recreated
scenes.
The scene, but it just didn't work. And
well, the cheesiness
but
was
But they made new cheese, I guess.
Yeah,
and it was not good, man.
They shouldn't
like,
try.
Yeah,
they changed the whole plot. Like he's trying to become a UFC fighter. Or
he was a UFC.
fighter. He's a defunct
like,
UFC fighter.
It was kind of similar in a way that like this guy was an old bouncer and killed the guy or whatever.
Yeah,
and then this guy was a UFC fighter and killed the guy, and they're repenting and whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. He didn't have the same morals. He was just a super nice guy.
Who plays the old guy in it?
Oh, who plays Sam Elliott in it?
The old... Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. They didn't have that.
Oh, yeah.
He had nobody to come and, like, he just kicked everybody's ass.
Yeah, no.
And, like, he didn't have remorse. He killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like...
I've never been gay for a dude other than that guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
That's a handsome man.
Like, oh, he looks great. In
you
the
see
movie.
The
picture?
Sure. I've seen.
He does not look super.
He looks jacked in this.
Yeah. He's great. The preview, dude. You see the jawline on him? You're like, what's this kid? It's human growth hormone, like grow your jawline out. Like this guy's
probably
out of control.
Makeup, bro. Makeup.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I always thought he looked like he was a little bit slow and like sad in a lot of movies.
Slow and sad.
I always thought he was a little on the slow side.
Yeah. Like, am I wrong? No. He's always like,
He's always come off really intelligent to me. I mean, he's a pretty sharp fella.
He's a little on the spectrum.
Yeah. He doesn't play dumb.
A little autism in there. A
little on the spectrum.
There's a mix in there.
And he might be, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's something wrong with him in Nightcrawler. He was creepy and...
Well, maybe it wasn't just for the movie.
There's one movie with him where he meets a twin. This is a very strange movie. It ends with like a giant spider in the room. And I will say, I do not get this movie. I'm going to have to look it up.
Is that the one where he was like grounded in the house, under house arrest or something, and he sees murder on the other side?
Let's find out. Let me find out. I got to look this up. Because it's a very, very strange movie.
That was a weird movie, too.
That was Nightcrawler or something, I think. I think that one was Nightcrawler.
The one he's talking about?
Yeah, he's like under house arrest, and he sees something weird happen across the street.
No, that's probably them remaking Rear Window. But called it something else. Remember that was an old Jimmy Stewart movie.
I mean, there's definitely movies he's done that I've enjoyed.
I like them all.
I like them. Yeah, I'm
down with Gyllenhaal.
I mean, there's not all. He doesn't do all bangers though. Like Prince of Persia. Like
I never saw Prince of Persia.
I wanted to like that so bad.
Yeah,
I wanted that to be
even
a good
the game
movie.
Was. Like
I watch
half
it
right.
Like every like 5 years, like since it's been out, and being like. I just want it
to feel
be
like
good.
It should be good.
Yeah, this time it's going to work.
Maybe it's not as bad as I remember it being.
He's actually got look at this. Okay, we got Roadhouse, Brokeback Mountain, Prisoners is one of my favorite movies.
I still haven't seen Brokeback Mountain. I gotta check that out.
It's a good movie. And then Prisoners is an amazing movie. Him and Hugh Jackman.
I do like Hugh.
Donnie Darko, everyone likes that.
Yeah. Donnie Darko, that's one of those things.
It's a great movie.
What was the one where he's trying to save people on a train and he's like going back and feeding, he keeps having to relive.
I'll tell you that in a second, yeah. That's a good movie too. Oh, Enemy is the movie I'm talking about with the giant spider, but that's like, I shouldn't reference that movie as the giant spider movie. It's half a second to the giant spider. And you're talking about...
Yeah, the giant spider movie is Wild West.
Source Code is the movie with the train,
I remember watching that, didn't know the name of it, and I watched it because it was on TV back when TV movies were a thing.
The only strange one he's ever done is Bubble Boy, where he was a kid in a bubble.
Oh, yeah. That was like his first movie.
He had a lot before. He had October
Bubble
Sky.
Bubble Boy was great.
Yeah, it's a good.
It was such a good movie.
It was a pretty good movie. Yeah, it was goofy.
He's goofy in it. Yeah. Good Girl. Yeah, he's got hits, man. He'll get an Oscar one day.
Is he on your list? Like dudes you would bang if you're into dudes?
Nah, I mean, okay, sure. If I was into dudes,
top five.
Yeah, I think so. He's a handsome fella.
Yeah. Who else would be on that?
I don't know. Who else that I think is super cool? I remember Johnny Knoxville. He's a handsome fella.
He's pretty old looking now.
Yeah, he's a handsome fella. Josh Slater, not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
Thank you.
I'd put him up there.
Yeah.
If he would get a fucking haircut once in a while, he looks like fucking hell right now. You got those friends where you're just like, I know you're attractive. Could you just not do this?
You might really dig it on your hair right now.
No.
He's got like a nice.
Thanks for telling me I look like shit.
He's got like a Lego man hair right now. It's okay.
It's my Justin
Bieber.
But
I just know it could be nicer.
Nothing wrong with it.
I got one friend. I don't want to use his name. starts with a J. But like he'll grow the worst long hair ever. And I mistook him for his own mom one time.
I had to tell him,
yeah, you do, yeah. And I'm I had to explain to him, like, you can't have shoulder length hair that comes down in a middle part and curls when it reaches your shoulders. Like, this is wrong.
Really?
Wrong. Yeah, I hate it.
I don't know who this is.
I'll tell you after.
All right.
Or I'll tell you now. You just edit it.
Don't give me another edit. You want to take a piss?
Yeah, okay. And we're back.
Yeah. We left?
I don't know. You got to acknowledge. It makes it easier for him to edit.
You left.
I took a couple of those in there just because I can see the space. I can see the timestamps.
Yeah.
Makes things easier.
I like that.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like 80s
he doesn't know if he has the legal rights to that music.
It's from an Organ Thief song. Yeah. That didn't get released.
Yeah.
That's where the intro comes from as well. It was like the intro, and then I put the last chord of the song on the bottom.
Goddamn music pirate, man.
Yeah. I asked the band. They all said it was cool.
Oh. Well,
so.
Did you get that in writing?
But a studio owns a
part. I have it in text.
Yeah. we discussed this at some point, though. The studio owns something of it. Do they not?
I don't think so. It's been over 10 years, and I'm pretty sure Slater might even know better than me. But there's always this sunset clause that, like, over so many years, you start to get your publishing rights back. And then after 5 years, sometimes it's so much. And then after 10 years, you actually get the rest of it back.
So what happened to Paul McCartney when Michael Jackson bought all his music?
Written into your contract.
Yeah.
That's not.
They're in most contracts.
I don't think so.
No. Do you have all the rights to your music? The studio owns like...
We do not.
You don't own any?
No, I don't.
None of it?
No.
You should look into that because you probably do. And there might have been a time when you started to like get a little bit more money back on SoCan. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, we're definitely. I know that. Like, I read my printouts and everything.
Josh was in a few signed bands. A few. Not, one? Big one? A couple? No, you were in two signed bands, weren't you?
No.
Just the one? Cauterize?
I was in two signed bands.
Oh, okay.
That didn't do anything.
Well, at the end of an era where
yeah,
people didn't want to buy CDs anymore is when you guys hit it. So,
dude, only the coolest guys go put out a record and then break up within a year. I've done that twice now. Yeah, I've never put out more than one record. I've put out three records with three bands and broke up within a year after them. Common denominator here.
I seriously doubt it's you.
We're on to something here. Yeah.
Well, it could be you. You don't know, but
maybe.
I seriously doubt it.
Maybe. I doubt it.
You're more of a calming presence. You can get fussy, but just with me, Mason.
I am fussy, especially with you.
Yeah, just with me. I mean, I haven't seen you be fussy with others. Maybe Barry.
Nah, I'm fussy.
Your fussiest days when we got to take the dog out of the cottage. That's a full on freak out day. Like, just leave Mike alone. I'm gonna go get a hammer. I'm gonna start taking care of shit. I'm gonna stay the fuck.
That dog is a big job.
Okay? Someone's been there for the dog.
That's a big job.
My guy's a full on conniption every fucking year.
I got some news though. That dock's not going in this year.
What, we're burning it finally?
I think we got an idea of what we're gonna use it for.
Got a new floating?
My dad is looking into like doing some aluminum docks.
Yeah, there you go.
Walk into the water.
Yeah.
They might still be a little heavy, but like four people can just walk it in.
That's about time.
Yeah.
That thing is ridiculous. Especially the amount of work we put into it that is not necessary anyway. Like it would
hammer in the poles.
It would function without doing that.
Yeah.
Put a barrel underneath it. It's just as good.
That's what I think, but like
ridiculous.
My dad doesn't do anything half-assed, so
I know.
Which I do appreciate in most places.
No, it rubs off on you. Like that studio, I would have had that done in minutes.
But you look like
your version of guns.
It would look like shit. Yeah,
I go up to one of my buddy's cottages. He's got like these beautiful, like huge floating dock thing that goes out into like an L, and you park on this side, park on that side.
Yeah,
like, it's all just floating.
Like, those are
anchors
awesome.
It's just anchored.
Those are awesome, but those are like I'm like talking like 30-40 grand.
You could make that yourself easily.
Well, yeah, materials easily. Are a lot, but like, those barrels are
but the barrels are terrible. Like you end up in the water a lot of the time.
The barrels are expensive.
You can get those floats, but those floats are like so expensive. I've looked into it. I've been all winter been looking at some stuff. Yeah.
Saran wrap and some styrofoam.
There you go.
I'll build you
one.
Let's
go. I'll blow up some balloons for you, dude.
I've seen where dudes actually do the mono spray foam.
Yeah.
And they'll like just fill like, I don't know, tarps.
Yeah,
they'll staple tarps together, fill a tarp. There you got a flotation device, like a big brick of flotation. So there are ways around it. A friend of mine, he built that floating tiki hut.
He's like,
I'm building it all myself. It's going to be easy. Did it all. And he's like, okay, it's time to float it. Goes to buy the tubs. And he's like, I'm out like fucking $4,000 on tubs. Yeah. Like, it fucking crushed them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's not cheap.
No.
Costco sells some aluminum docks.
She's got no plastic guy, man. She's got no plastic guy.
I need a guy in plastic.
I got a plastic guy. A
plastic guy? We need a plastic guy.
Maybe. I do know a family who makes those like decks. They're like those dock float things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm not going to reach out to somebody I haven't talked to in like however many years. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But we don't need, like, where our dock is, it's not past your waist. So like a floating dock literally would be sitting on sand. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be floating. So yeah. Half the summer it would not be floating.
I do see the issue there.
We just need something on.
Nonetheless, that is a task that feet. We do not need. I mean, only like, I'm happy to do the task every year. It's
no, you're not. I'm not.
No, you're the one that fucking loses your shit.
You're also not, because remember the one year we were working on that one section of the dock, and we were working on the one section of the dock, and you saw the neighbor come out and start taking in their dock, and before we were done that section, that one section of the dock, they were done, and right. You turned around, and you were like, didn't they just fuck me?
Oh, no. I'm miserable the whole time.
Yeah.
But I know it's like, the toll I have to pay.
Sure.
And I'm not half as angry as you. you're mm-hmm. freaking the fuck out the whole time. You remember I went and recruited neighbors for that one time and you got mad at me. I was like, well, someone, it's just me and you and Uli, and you're freaking the fuck out. So it's like me and you and a third party. No, I
fucking hate
it. I recruited three neighbors and they came and helped out.
I fucking hate 10 minutes. So much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. My dad knows. We've talked about it. I'm like, we're done. This is it. I don't want need to ruin my relationship with my father over dog.
I think we need to turn that thing into a Burning Man and have a ceremony. Just that's how we get rid of it. Or like a Viking thing where we send it out, cover it in gas and light it up.
Push it into
we
the
all water. Get flaming arrows and we put $100 in the pot for who hits it.
You just do it like everything else at the cottage. You put it in a pile beside the fire and you just burn it slowly.
Yep.
And it just gets burned.
It's not very ceremonious, well, though.
But that's what happens to everything.
I want to make a little fence behind the horseshoe pit. You know?
Use the wood. There you go.
Use the wood. Reuse. Reduce, reuse, man.
Nah, burn. Yeah. Burn, burn.
Burn, baby, burn. Burn,
burn. We'll burn that's some a circle of it, too. But like some of that wood's probably good. Some of those planks, that's perfect true. For a fence.
Some of the stuff I've used in a wood.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Throwing horseshoes.
Yeah.
Get one through the bushes. It sucks.
It sucks. You got to go in there and wander around and raccoon shit.
Oh.
Put a fence there.
Raccoons up there? I didn't know that.
Yes, there's raccoons up there.
It is the Rockies, Harry.
We're not supposed to have them up there, I thought.
What? Where do you think they're from? Toronto?
No. Yeah. No, I've heard this, but like, there's no raccoons. Like, and really,
they only live in cities.
Really north? No. There's something to this. There's like really north Canada. There are raccoons somewhere. Where is it? There's no raccoons, though.
There is obviously like
it's
there
your
obviously,
story, dude. It yeah. sounds like you're asking
I
me
got
a question.
I got nothing to go on.
They're not everywhere. There are not everywhere in the world. You're
they're
right.
Like a domesticated city animal almost.
They're not domesticated. Yeah.
Oh, man. You want to hear like something that I thought was kind of sad?
What's that?
So a lot of people give pigeons a lot of shit. Like they're like, you know, the rat of the city with rat with wings and like the city rats with wings. And like people get like angry at them and they're always in the way and they're shitting on everything.
I enjoy their company.
You would. You're a different person.
Sure.
But, and like, there are people that are like, oh, they're just a bunch of pigeons. Cool. But like, they get a lot of flack. There's a lot of people give them a hard time. And I read this thing somewhere on the internet. So take that with a grain of salt. But basically it was that pigeons were something that we used for like centuries as
messengers,
like messengers, homing pigeons,
carrier pigeons.
Exactly. And so we used these for a very long time and we bred them to be this way and we fed them and we like protected them and we used them for forever long. Mm. And then we got like telephones.
Basically you're saying they became domesticated
and
then
we just domesticated,
stopped
and
using
we
them.
Kicked them to the curb and they didn't know how to defend for themselves, but it's ingrained in them that we are their friends.
Right.
So that's why they come up to humans. That's why they live near humans. They don't go into the woods because they've been ingrained through centuries and centuries of like,
I don't have any survival skills out there. What do they, what do you see a pigeon? Is it eat
no,
bugs
but like,
and forage?
But like they could try. They like you they see other try. No, but you see like flocks.
There's gonna be a pigeon movement.
No, guys, like, guys let's get together.
They're gonna unionize. Yep.
No, but like over time you think they would go where they could have like a safe space in the woods. Like there's how many flocks of birds that live in the woods that are smaller and more fragile than a pigeon. But pigeons don't. They live in the cities where people are. They do that because it's like ingrained in them. They're just like, no, but we're supposed to help you and be with you. Like it's
very
like
cute.
It's like
I sweet. Think they're it's just like, saying, fuck you. You guys had us. You owned us for years. So now I'm just going to get in your way.
Shit on your stuff.
Yeah, I hope I get your shoe.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I'm going to hop over really and shit story. On your shoe.
Maybe.
I like pigeons. I've always felt
I
like pigeons.
I don't mind them at all.
Yeah, I nearly took one to the head one time, which does happen.
A shit or a pigeon.
Oh, no, a pigeon itself, not a shit. I've never been shat on, luckily, but I have. I took a pigeon, you know, once in a while, you just sneak up on them and they're like, ah, and they come at you instead of going away.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple of those.
See, that supports my theory. Coming at you.
Coming at you.
Yeah, they're trying to fight
love
you.
Love me.
They hate you.
Love me.
No, yeah. They're coming at you.
Remember
get
me.
Get your eyes.
Do you have something I can carry?
You do see clips of it, though, like people getting hit by pigeons and stuff. They're just like, they're walking and bang, they get hit by pigeons.
Trying to hug them. They're trying to hug people, man.
Have you guys seen that internet clip where a lady's walking? Guy comes out of his driveway. He's got one of those kooky driveway garage doors. It doesn't go straight up. It wings out. It angles out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, because it's a flat one. Yeah, right? It's all one piece.
So it angles out, and this guy comes out on his motorcycle, leaves. She's walking, and the garage door closes, but it just brings her in. And there's cameras scoops outside and inside.
Oh, man.
And she's walking, looking at her phone. And she's all of a sudden, she's locked in a room. And she's like pawing at the door. It's like, how do I get out of here? And she can't get out. There's no other. It's the only entrance is like into the apartment, which is locked. So she's like, I'm just fucking stuck at this.
It's like there's nobody else in there with her. Like the homeowner.
You've been there for like 12 hours waiting for someone to get home.
No
there's
button.
There's got to be a button.
No button.
I would hope so. Yeah.
There's got to be a button.
But no,
wall.
They cut it. But she's just running around panicking. Like she doesn't even know how she ended up in it. Like, you're just looking down your phone. All of a sudden you're in a cell.
They got me.
Yeah.
So ooh, we do questions?
Questions.
Yeah.
We've been emailed a question. So we have a viewer. No. We have a viewer that emailed us a question.
You guys have viewers?
No.
Yeah.
We don't have viewers.
I didn't even know if you were recording this.
There's no
to
cameras.
View. That's crazy. Where's the camera?
We have a
We've
listener.
Got people on FaceTime before, and they've been on here over FaceTime. That's probably the most video we've ever had.
A listener emailed us. What did they email us on? What's our? How do you contact
these are,
us?
These are date night cards.
Okay.
And so I've been asking McD questions, but it'll be nice to ask each other this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
kicking the table.
But I also have a really nice...
Hey,
welcome to date night.
Date night.
All right. According to your own priorities, what do you waste the most time on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I already know the answer to this.
Yeah, yours is your phone. I can
answer
it.
It's a phone. It's a fucking phone, dude.
Yeah.
I'm insane with the phone.
You are insane.
It's got to go. I might get the flip phone.
Yeah, movies. Movies.
Movies?
Oh, yeah. Big
good. That's
like,
healthy.
Those go again. I guess it says according to your own priorities. So, like, that's against your priorities. Like, watching movies is something you're like, I do not want to do this, but I waste my time doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe not, because I shouldn't be doing it, but I do it all the time.
But you do it.
I think you should do movies.
No, but I'm, like, excessive. Like,
fine.
Three or four
that's
a night.
That's a good go-to.
That's great.
That's not great.
I
should be more productive with my life.
Well.
To me, that's what I want.
And if it's like...
But that's what I'm saying. Like
one night, it's not a big deal. But if you're like, yeah, I'm crushing. Except, like,
no. I'm crushing too many nights. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I could see that. Mine might be television. It's probably television shows that I don't want to watch. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like I put something on because I'm like, well, I might fall asleep to it. So I don't want it to be the thing I really want to watch and pay attention to. So I don't watch... The ones that you have like a list of things you want to watch. I never watch that stuff. I only watch trash that I'm like, whatever. I'll just watch this trash and I'll just binge this or I'll watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for the third fucking time.
I got out of putting something on before sleep. Like I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I was doing that forever.
That's
like,
a good
you
idea.
Know, even like super partying and everything. Like, oh, I need a movie and chips before bed.
Yeah.
But I stopped doing, well, I mean, maybe after parties, I'll still probably do that, but. Like, but normal nights, I won't watch TV like in bed.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have a TV in bed. We don't have that in the bed.
No, but like to take even a computer or you know, no media. When I'm going to bed, it's bedtime. That's
smart.
It.
Yeah. I can't do that.
I had to stop. Like it's.
I got hammered on a Sunday last week. I've never done that. I never do that because I never drink on a weeknight. Like a work day.
St. Paddy's Day.
And yeah, St. Paddy's Day. I was gooned. And
that's why we left.
Bree towed me home at like 6 p.m. And I was like stomping like a child, being like, this is bullshit. Like, as I was hammered and I wanted to keep going.
Keep going.
I already talked to my coworker, being like, I'm probably not showing up tomorrow, dude.
Did you go?
Like, no, I went. I made it into work because got home, pumped the Advil, B12 shots, well, B12 pills, sorry. B12 pills, like, I don't know, a liter and a half of water, and went to bed and woke up fine. Just and dandy.
You were going home at 6. You weren't going home at 6 a.m.
That's why I got sleep. It's really sleep is the thing that beats it, right? Like, every time I have a hangover, you have to just sleep it away. Every time. Like, there's no beating it for me other than that.
Yeah.
My hangovers are headaches, not anything else.
Ah, another question.
Yeah.
Which internet privacy concerns are you most... let's rewind this. This is weird. Well, you know what's fucked up? There's no capital letters. There's no, like, punctuation on these. It's just just read it. Which internet privacy concerns are most worrisome to you?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
New question.
Two thumbs down on that question.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't push the button.
Oh, yeah.
How did you meet your best friend? Could you even name your best friend? How did we meet each other? Does anyone remember that?
I met you in Mark LeBlanc's basement when you were jamming.
Really?
Yeah. For
Position Impossible.
Position Impossible. Yeah, I met you there. I met Josh. I didn't get to know Josh. I just finally got to know him when we were neighbors, pretty much. I don't know what the day
like
I met him.
Like, you knew who he was, and you'd been in the same place.
We met at parties, like at Jimmy's apartment.
Yeah. Like, I think I met you.
Your band room.
Band room a lot, yeah.
No, I think I met him for the first time. I went to some party where there was a pool, and you weren't allowed to get in unless you were naked or you were fully clothed. Were you there for that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I was there for that.
Yeah, yeah. I think you were there
for that.
Yeah.
That was at the Yanchin.
Yeah, you took me there.
It was at the Yanchin, and we were in the back. There was that part where you could sit, and they had the concrete table in the middle.
Yeah.
And I met you and Warbeck.
And he showed up there.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And someone was like, you can only get in if you're fully clothed or you're fully naked.
And I had brand new jeans on, and I'm like, these dudes are at a party, and I'm not going to ruin these jeans, so I went naked. I was the only one naked.
Immediately just was like fully naked, like immediately. No thinking it through. I do remember that.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the first times you would have met.
I think that is when I met him, yeah.
Okay, I don't remember many nights at the Yanchin, but I do remember you showing up to that.
No, you drove me there. You took me there.
No way I drove you.
You took me there in that little car you had, that little sky blue Civic. Car. Yeah, Civic?
No, it was a black Civic.
No?
Rusted to shit.
Had like a...
I don't remember meeting Slater.
No, I don't remember when it happened. Like, obviously around music.
Yeah,
like
around music.
Or around music for
and
sure.
And like, I remember I was going to Durham College when all of you guys were going to Durham College.
Yeah,
we went to college at the same time. And it would have been around at a party. Earliest memories.
Because we started hanging out pretty like...
Regularly.
Around that time for sure.
Yeah, because we would go to Mickey Finn's.
Yeah.
They had the wet t-shirt contest.
Best ever. Jesus.
I miss those.
Are those still going on?
They are somewhere.
With the Me Too movement? I hope not.
I love it.
I'm moving to Florida, I found out, so they're better still be going on.
They're definitely going on in Florida. I'm guarantee you they're happening in Oshawa.
You're good there. No worries. Yeah, that's got
to
be it.
Wet Mickey t-shirt contest. I don't think I've ever been to one. I've been to a bikini contest.
I've been to many.
Yeah.
Too many. We went to one weekly.
Too many.
Weekly at Mickey Finn's.
It was wild there when we were kids. Like, remember, we had a bar pretty much for every night of the week.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Velvet Elvis and...
That was back when you could smoke cigarettes in bars, too. Yeah. It was great.
Which U.S. state would you love to plan a trip to?
I haven't been to Arizona yet.
That's one you want to go. Is it Sedona? Is it the magical land?
I want to go to Bisbee, Arizona. And go to the Doug Stanhope compound where he keeps on buying the houses of neighbors that die. And he just like, nope, I'll take it because the house is like 20 to 30 grand down there. Buy it.
And he owns like almost a whole street.
He owns a whole he owns like half a suburb right now. And he just like any comedians or anyone wants to come to town, any entertainers, you come down there and you stay there. And he's hoping to start a comedy club there soon, too.
Wow.
Unbelievable, right?
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where is that, sorry?
Bisbee, Arizona, where it's like, there's almost like a...
Is it like a shithole?
Arizona's pretty cool.
I mean, they have like a... It's a lot of hippies and stuff. There's a slab... It's like a slab city, kind of, where people go to be like, I want to get off the grid. I want to live here. Mm-hmm. And so he just like has some of the houses there. And he's like, I'm going to buy the next one and buy the next one. They have like one grocery store called a Safeway. He gives his address out every podcast. He tells his whole full address. Come on by anytime, whoever you are, come on by. Because it's so in the middle of nowhere, no one goes.
And if anyone does, like, they really are a huge fan.
And he'll host you and hang out with you and everything. Like, yeah. I can't wait to go. Like, I can't.
I would make that trip. That absolutely. Sounds like a fucking blast,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I worry that you get down there and it's like, Doug will hang out with you for like 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, guys, now that's your place and see you around.
This is one thing that I didn't realize as an adult and even as a kid. Like, people do cool shit like that, especially when they have some money. But this girl that I knew, her dad had a house. And I found this so weird back in the day. And this was like early 2000s. I heard this. Her dad had a house with a bunch of friends and they just all chipped in.
Yeah.
It was like 10 dudes. They bought a house together and they all pay the mortgage together as like a bill and hang out at it.
I have a coworker that was 19. And the only way they could buy a house, he was an apprentice, him and like six friends
bought a house together. You're talking about just the friends bought a house
like they all outside had their own house. They yeah, have sure. their own
they
family
They bought a clubhouse,
home,
basically.
Mm-hmm. And they bought a clubhouse to hang out at.
It's great.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the pub, things, instead of going to the pub, let's go to the house.
They went to the pub. And like at the time, I remember being like, that's fucking weird. Like, nothing that's really weird. That. I was like, what's your dad into? Yeah. Like, part of me is still like, maybe he was a biker. He's got to be a bit of
a... But it's like, a clubhouse.
You know, like he's got a clubhouse and he's a bit of a biker. But see, like, they did have bad. Harleys like, and stuff. But like, it just was like a really
it's good investment.
Interesting idea. They're investing their money.
Yeah.
And also got a place to hang out with friends. And everyone just respected the place. And
yeah. I know a friend that tried to do that with his cottage. He tried to, because his parents were selling it. Yeah. And he's like, I'm just going to part of that to my friends. Wrote up a very legitimate contract, tried to make it happen, but everyone was too young to jump in on it. Would have been beautiful.
That's, yeah. Yeah. I feel like that would be really...
You've been to that cottage. I know you have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you want to go in the States? What was the question?
Louisiana.
If you could... Louisiana. Would you stay with your love to plan a
trip? I've never been there.
No. Out of all your U.S. tours, you never made it. Yeah, I guess you never did. Obviously, didn't do all the states.
Did you ever keep track of which states you went to and which ones you didn't?
I have like all our.
You have journals, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote everything down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude. I'd love to hear.
And
about
it's from my perspective, so that's what really happened. Yeah. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, right?
You got, hey, did you write something down from that date and I dated it? No? Okay. That's what I say happened.
When did you write it? Like 15 years later? Yeah. This is the way I remember it. Nope. Nobody could fight
it
me.
It was
now.
Always like, I don't, end of the night. Every night.
Really?
Just end of the night.
Fuck, I
back
wish
of the
I did
bus.
Any just, of that. Mm.
Mm. That was foolish of you. Especially you. I'm actually surprised you didn't do that.
My dad, Sandy, actually.
Sandy was the one who did. Yeah.
He told me, he's like, hey, man, whatever you do, like, write sure it down.
You'll want to know. You'll want to know eventually. And you do, because I bet totally you wouldn't remember it as well as you do remember it.
Yeah. Well, when I ended up going to Peru, like, that whole trip, like, I, when I got back, like, remembered it totally differently than what happened, and I wrote it down. Like,
really?
That was cool, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, man.
History is often written by those who have slain heroes.
Actually, I would. I'm just going to throw out that I.
Hey, remember earlier when you were talking about.
Don't do any impressions? That's that was the worst Scottish accent.
No, that was good. I liked it.
I did
good.
No warm up for it.
I thought it was great. It worked.
I'd love to go to Texas, like do a bunch of Texas, but I would be afraid to do
Texas.
Texas is awesome.
You just need to do Austin, I think, because I went to Texas. I've been to Dallas.
Dallas is fun.
Stinks.
It's not.
It's like churches.
It's a city.
It's churches and restaurants, and it's not unlike Buffalo where it's all business.
Yeah.
And no one lives there.
Yeah. You told your story of being there in Dallas.
Yeah.
It didn't make it sound like a place.
No, Dallas is not my scene.
But
Austin, Texas,
Houston, I'd love to check those places out. Yeah. You brought up something interesting that I'd love to hear, and I don't know if you want to tell that story of going to Peru. But I'd like to hear some of that.
Yeah,
if totally. You would, yeah.
Yeah, but what do you want to know?
I mean, you just in your own words, but like if you wanted to tell why you went or what you were as deep as you want to tell it. Like I know that you went for like some probably personal reasons. You don't have to get into that, but like it's a cool thing that exists in this world.
Well, I mean, we're talking about ayahuasca, obviously. Okay. I went to Peru to do ayahuasca because my brother did it.
Yeah,
And he talked it up really. You know, said it was a great thing to do.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like kind of, you know.
You were a bit skeptical?
I didn't expect it to be as spiritual. You know what I mean? Like, you go in, like, he was trying to say it was going to be like that, but I was like, it's going to be fun. Like, I'm just going to get high, and it's like mushrooms, and it's going to be fun. Yeah. But it was not.
Wait a minute. You're saying it was spiritual.
It was super spiritual. It was,
okay.
So it was not fun. I know the prep work for it was pretty big. What did you have to do to prep to go down there?
It was like a month or two before. Basically, you're flushing your system.
Yeah, yeah. From
perfect timing.
Nice.
of all like toxins and stuff like that. So you're trying to get not drinking booze. You're not smoking. You're not.
Yeah, you were off
no
weed.
Drugs.
You were off booze, everything. Okay.
No milk. No sugar.
Wow.
Yeah, like it was a shitty diet, obviously, because I love all those things that I just said.
Yeah.
But so you do that for a month, and then you go out, you fly in all the stuff, and you like take like this little like you know trikes through the fucking city.
Oh, really? Yeah. Then you like a little motorbikey trike thing.
Yeah, like scooter? I'm not driving. So this guy's driving. There's two of us in the back of it.
Oh, those those rickshaw type bike.
I forget what they're called.
Yeah, they're not called TikToks.
Scoots?
No. What are they called? It's like a double syllable.
It's a double syllable. Yeah.
It's like
knick-knack or TikTok.
It's a ding-dong or, yeah. It's, yeah.
Whatever. Tuk-tuk. Sure.
Is it a tuk-tuk?
Something like that.
Is it a tuk-tuk? I don't know.
So you take one of those and then you get on a boat and you're on the boat for like an hour and you're down the Amazon
into the jungle
and you come across this like building on stilts, like it's obviously
like very like
because of rainy season.
Okay.
The water's it's underwater, so like they have to be on stilts, so it's you just walk around on deck everywhere. Awesome experience. Like what a place.
Yeah.
So we went there and
I just jamied it. Sorry, it's a tuk-tuk. They're called
tuk-tuk. Yeah,
tuk-tuk. Nice. Go on, sorry.
No, it's fine. So basically, this is like an arcana spiritual awakenings. That's what it's called.
Okay.
They have a few different trips.
Did you know anyone you were going with?
Well, I went with my brother, Nate.
You went with your brother, Nate. Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that did it. He did it.
I'll do it again.
He had done it 5 years earlier, and then was like, you need to come to this. It'll be good for you. You'll like it. I'm like, okay. I did not like it. but I did.
Spoilers, but
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did.
It was a big confrontation, but it was good for you to have that confrontation. Yeah, sure.
And how long you're going down for? How
so
long
you're there for seven, like, well, 10 days, something like that. Like,
okay.
You're the travel time's a couple days. Mm-hmm. You're there for seven travel time day or whatever. Like to get there is a bit of an ordeal, but it's super fun. Like the travel was fun because like you're with. I was with my brother.
New world.
I don't see all
you're
the time.
In a
new
jungle.
Place, seeing all this different stuff. Like the way these people travel from place to place, like the roads, it's chaos.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's.
I've actually.
It
heard
was such an experience.
Their country's motto is Peru. It's a bit of an ordeal.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've seen the like, t-shirts.
Yeah. It's a. We're a bit of an ordeal.
Yeah, so the way it is, basically, the first day you get there, you unpack, you go and meet these three shaman that, like, basically
run the thing. Yeah.
But they don't speak any English, so that you have handlers who actually run the thing from Arcana. And the shaman actually live in a village, like just a pathway through the jungle right there. There's a whole this village that we actually got to go and see and everything, which
that's cool
super
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Met a bunch of people like they
like
have shops
indigenous
there.
Village.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They're living
they
back
just
in the
lived
day.
There. Yeah. Yeah, they had a bar. It was awesome. We didn't get to go because you can't drink when you're there.
But so you're like, this is a wicked ass fucking bar, and I can't drink in it.
Well, it was all huts, like in a square, and like the center square was for like soccer or whatever games, but they had like school and just a big square. And it was all huts.
I like how your echelon for civilization is like they got a bar.
Buddy,
that is a point in time for every civilization, though. That is a point in time where things change.
Well, I guess
but their bar was not like our bars here. Like, it didn't have like a rack of alcohol. You just buy one alcohol there, like
one
a rice
alcohol.
Or whatever.
They only have one made. Fluorescent like, Coors Light sign.
Yeah.
Can I have one alcohol, please? Yeah.
So basically, you get to this place and you say your intentions, like why you're there and all this kind of stuff like that. And you're talking to these shaman and they're like, okay, and they bless you or whatever. And you go off. So the first day is just like orientation, like not like you sleep. I think it was Monday, Tuesday, you would do the ayahuasca. Wednesday, you head off. Thursday, Friday, do ayahuasca.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you're doing
four
it four
nights.
Times.
Yeah.
And then the first night's like everyone takes the same amount and you go about your night. And then every other night, judging by how you do, if you want
they
more
they just let
or
you
less.
Out into the thing.
No,
here's your go grocery shop.
No. So every, I think there was like 20 of us.
Don't go to the bar though.
I think there was like 20 of us there.
Okay.
And you get into this big circle room. Everyone has a bed.
Yeah.
Puke bucket beside you.
Really?
Like, okay. Oh, yeah. And like smokes, but not like the mapacho or something like that it's called. Like,
yeah.
So everybody's smoking these things because it's part of the ceremony and all that kind of stuff too. So you get in, everyone's in there. They start the ceremony. And it's like a ceremony. Like they're like singing and all this kind of stuff. And then they start, you know, going around in circles. I was probably like the seventh or eighth one to take it.
Is it liquid?
It's a liquid. It tastes like kind of like Jaeger, but like worse.
Did you find the ceremony part of it?
Like a medicinal?
I liked it. Like very rooty.
Yeah.
And like earthy.
Were you uncomfortable during the ceremony part? Did you feel like...
Well, you're in a bed. Like you kind of meet people before, right? Sure. So like you're getting to know everyone. You're beside.
But you're like,
they say I'm not taking this seriously. You pick your spots.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of took it seriously, and some people didn't. And but like by the end of it, everyone's like, "Okay, I understand what's happening here."
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Because and was like, it just a mattress on the ground, or was it like
mattress on the floor, like a circle? Like I would say, like bamboo-y. I don't know if it's bamboo because where they were, but obviously it's not. But you know what I mean? Like a hut, like a
just wooden,
just wooden, man-made. Yep,
100%.
And then, but mattresses.
That's cool.
With pillows and stuff like that, and a puke bucket. So we I'm 10th I'm 10th to go the first night. I take mine. I'm the first to throw up. Like, and you can hear it. People. You're in the same room as everyone. Oh, but they have also bathrooms at the end of a hallway. So there's a circle room. The only other place you can go is these bathrooms.
Okay,
they're locked in.
Yeah. They lock.
Oh
you
yeah.
In. Yeah yeah.
And there's sober people like making sure that everyone's okay. And. Yeah, I was first one to puke, and that's like as soon as I threw up, like it hit me right away. Like I was like, "Whoa!" And it was like kaleidoscope of black and white.
Really?
And then it just starts making you think of, like, I would say it basically is clearing toxins from your brain, your body,
really,
all that kind of stuff, and it's getting it out.
That barf come out of nowhere, or were you feeling sick after you took it? And you're like, "Oh,
no,
I'm
I took it,
barf.
And I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. I'm feeling great." Yeah. And then I'm like, "Oh, you know," like as time. Kind of passing, so I'm like, oh no, I don't like this. Threw up.
No.
Every other night I took it though, I did not throw up. Came out the other way after my trip.
Oh,
like I went and then had to use the washroom pretty quick.
Yeah,
but it was pretty much after the trip.
It's a poison, right? Like you're poisoning your body and
technically,
I guess.
As is shrooms. Shrooms is a poison. Yeah. Yeah. Like your body rejects it.
Yeah.
I had a friend ask me not to interrupt because actually I want to get back to this because it's really interesting.
Yeah.
A friend of mine today he bought a huge bag of shrooms. He's going to do them. And he's like, I don't want to end up shooting myself on that. We're going to a hot tub. Like, that sucked so bad last time. Because what happened was I went over, I brought a huge bag of shrooms over this place, but he ended up on the toilet the entire night.
Oh, God.
I ended up Googling around. I couldn't find any good answers, but I ended up listening to a podcast where they talked about it. What happened was if you eat a huge dose of shrooms on an empty stomach, you'll shit them out pretty quick because your body's like, you don't barf on shrooms, but your body will shit them out.
It'll push
it the way it processes.
And you're... Anus is as sensitive as your lips, basically the same kind of skin.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of nerves and responders in there. Your anus will actually start tripping out, being like, I'm poisoned. I got to get more out. So you'll sit on the toilet the whole night, not being able to shit.
But it thinks it
but
needs
it thinks
to
it
shit.
Should, because your anus is malfunctioning.
Because it's high on shrooms.
Yeah. So he's like, how do I avoid that? And I'm like, apparently, like, you got to, peanut butter, eat them with peanut butter and
you should have food with them.
Always have food with them so you're digesting them evenly because your body will just be like, ah, let's trip off. And so's my anus.
Oh, man. First night, barf. Second night, no barf. Similar trips or did you go like elsewhere?
That's like, tough to describe, yeah.
It's a hard thing to explain. I would say because like I felt like I was sober the whole time too, but
like
these things would
it's
happen
unlike anything, you
and
had
it was
done
in waves,
it,
very much like mushrooms,
very but much like mushrooms. Okay,
like times 100 though.
Yeah,
like when you were high, like it came in waves, and it was like when you were high, you were fucked. Like,
yeah, yeah. So it was very, it came in and out and you realized you were really high. And
but it came out, and like, also it came out. So the shaman also did this drug. Oh. They were sitting in the middle of a circle. So everyone's beds, like head at the back of the circle, like, looking into the middle of the circle.
It's a circle-ish room, right?
Yeah. Like, and you didn't have to lay down. You could be sitting, whatever. And you're looking at these shaman, and there's three of them sitting back to back.
They're doing a ceremony of sorts.
Doing a ceremony. And then they take their shot and then start giving them it.
And then they
start like chanting and stuff. So like when the high is high, like they're chanting loud and it's like they're riding the wave. And they're even talking about how like everyone in the room is connected now that we've done this.
When you're getting high, you're all getting high around the same time when you're getting crazy.
Yes. And the chanting helps that. Like the flow of
how high you are, then coming down for a bit and then getting high again.
So like the second night, I think it was the second night. It could have been a different night. I don't remember. Like I wrote it down like
fair enough.
But it was like I saw a giant spider on the roof. Like
full visuals.
Not scared. Not scared at all. Yeah. But like it looked at me and I was just like, oh, hey, man.
And with it was just kind of like, eyes?
Yeah.
Like all eight of them.
No, all it has.
Like eight millions feet. Of eyes, it's eight like, legs though.
Like big beady
spiders have eight eyes.
No. More than that.
Yeah. Got a dozen eyes?
No,
like hundreds of eyes.
No spiders.
Yeah,
you're nuts. No flies have segmented.
Why don't you Jamie eyes? That?
What?
Why don't you Google that one?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna Jamie it. How many eyes
take,
a spiders
take
have?
Take a hit off your robot.
I think spiders have either eight
suck
or
on
12
your douche
eyes.
Flute, and then
get back to us.
Douche. Yeah. Okay, you guys can carry on.
Yeah.
So I saw that and then it moved on. And then like I said, like the kaleidoscope this time in color.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt a lot of fear and like different things that scared me in my life would come up. And like, that would be, like,
have you ever had a really bad trip on mushrooms or
in the I wouldn't past? Say bad.
No.
You know what I mean? Like never, anytime I had a bad trip was I just unhappy and I was just like, ah, fuck this, I'm going to bed.
Same for me. Yeah,
like I didn't like, I wasn't like, oh my god, like I'm crazy.
I had one of those ones, so that's why like anything like this terrifies me, because I'm like, will it go bad?
Well,
like,
so people in that room did go bad.
Oh, like, really?
A girl literally had sex with my brother mentally in that room.
Whoa.
Like she believes, and was she calling out things. Like she was, yes.
She was banging him in her mind.
In her mind, in the room.
Whoa. Yeah,
it was crazy.
And they didn't know
and
each
like,
other.
And like, they knew before each other. This. And they're getting to like each other, but she was, I don't know.
Yeah.
And this other
and
guy.
She was reluctant to that memory. Or
this other guy just kept yelling, mango, mango. And then, so after the next, like he apologized.
I think we found the name of this podcast. Mm. Yeah. Mango.
I forget his name. I remember his face. Nicest guy. So we got to know each other a little bit through the, you know, meeting everyone and whatnot. And I'd say one of our friend group.
Yeah.
And he ended up apologizing because so every day after you do the ayahuasca, the next day in the morning
you have to
go
look everybody in the eye.
You sit there and talk about it.
Yeah.
Like so. All the I'm just like, yeah, whatever, it's nothing. Man, I saw this.
Is it like an AA meeting though? Is it like a group therapy thing?
Basically like an AA meeting.
I'd say that's kind of as a turnoff for me.
It was a huge turnoff for me too. I did not like that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the crowd size. Yeah. There was 20 people. Like
go in a circle, tell us how you feel, what you did.
Oh, they had a ball. They'd throw it the ball to the guy. Oh, it was super like that.
Okay. Okay.
Which I did not like.
Yeah.
If the crowd was smaller, it might have been cooler. Like, he could have done it a better way, I think. But
so you still say that's unnecessary. Like, you'd rather that not have happened entirely.
100%.
Yeah. So you came away with it still saying that's bad. Because I thought maybe there's going to be a thing where, like, in the end, I'm glad it did. But
no, but the mango guy was like telling me, he's like, buddy, when I was yelling that stuff, he's like, I thought I was fruit. He's like, I was the seed. That was planted, and then I grew through earth, and like I was a fruit. Like it was,
that's
I'm like,
amazing.
That's what I. Obviously, we were saying the same thing. He's like, I can't explain how that made me feel, but it was so weird.
Yeah. Did he like it?
He loved it. Yeah, he thought it was the best. No, but he felt bad for interrupting everybody else's. You know?
Did
what
he
I mean?
Know he would like? Is it? Are you conscious enough that he knew he was interrupting everyone, but just didn't?
I would assume at the time you can't help it.
Yeah, you can't defer the difference. You're just like, okay. Wow.
Like, I do. Like, I was curled up in my shirt at one point. Like, I was scared. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I was oh, wait. Saying anything or anything.
Question, yeah. Do they give you robes or get you wear your own clothes?
Wear your own clothes. Okay. Whatever, comfortable stuff. They say comfy. Yeah.
I'm getting put in some robes. There's one guy, he's like, be uncomfortable.
Oh, he was coming off like heavy drugs and he wasn't supposed to do ayahuasca right away. He came late.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Yeah, could you imagine?
But so we're there for a week. He was there for three as a rehab he was using it for, kind of.
Wow.
Because he was trying to get off whatever he was on, like something, yeah. Not wasn't heroin, but like crystal meth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And like one of the last night we were there, he had his first dose and okay. He was just screaming like,
so were people coming in? Was it the
I'm
same
a
20?
God. We are, I'm the gods. Yeah. I'm a god.
Yeah. Wow.
Like just, I'm the best. And like, couldn't stop. So the next day, obviously he's got to face everyone. He's like, I need to apologize to everybody. He's like,
and so was there other people like that coming and going? They were on different nights. That you were
no,
on,
just
or?
Him. He was the only was one the only that. One yeah, usually because like even the guys there said you're supposed to be there as a
as
whole,
a,
like
as
you're
a unit of
you're
people.
Part of everything. You're taking this drug and it's making you all of the same mind and all this kind of stuff.
So by the time you get to the end of like day four of doing this, like the Friday or whatever it might have been, like the last day of doing it, getting together to talk about it the next day is like you've done this three times, so it's not as weird.
But it is.
Is it?
And yeah. Then, like somebody always has like a different, holy fuck, I got messed up this time. And, oh, okay. And not in a like a good way or well, might be positive way. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like it's like I said, it's helping you get rid of toxins. So I think it's helping you try and deal with problems or
yeah.
get through things that are holding you back or
think about them in a different way.
Blocking your brain in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't explain it any better than
just
that.
Making you really emotionally vulnerable really yeah. is what it is.
Do you
without doing a boot camp thing where you're getting your ass kicked, you're just doing a communal drug and dealing with the consequences together. I think it's a great idea.
But it's more than just a drug. Like it's a ceremony. Like they yeah. do it. Like this is like Aztec.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, medicine.
It's been around a long time, right?
I would say, I think Aztec, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh no! Don't ask me. But
this tribe. Is
no, but I did Google. Spiders have eight eyes, baby.
Eight eyes.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I'm upset about that. and so you go through this. You do all of the four nights. You don't have to get into like what you went down for or like whatever. But did you?
I did.
Go ahead.
DMT too.
Down there.
Yeah, like the frog.
Was that part of this?
Sapo's hair.
Was that part of this, or that was like a
so that was night? On Wednesday.
So the night you had off,
yes,
you were like, "I'm going to do DMT," yeah.
And you had to do that separate. Like we had to buy that separately. But
okay, and that was from the shaman part of the group.
This was all not. There.
Was this like
this
you had to leave the compound?
No, compound, same place.
Okay,
they offer it like Arcana, whatever offers okay. this, and you're
not
basically,
included in the package.
It's an extra, an add-on.
Yeah, it's like an excursion.
They had a couple, yeah, like they had a couple add-ons you could choose to do and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely one that I was interested in. And
how'd you like that?
It was wild. Like, so you're smoking this
yeah, yeah.
frog poison, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, okay, you're gonna inhale, and then countdown from 10, you're gonna lay down, and. You could be out.
How
like,
far did you make
you
it?
You could be out 10 minutes. You could be out hours, like
yeah,
depending
yeah.
on what happens. And it says you should have an intention, like ask it like question or
yeah, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like have an idea. And I'm like, I want to know like what's going on. Like just, I need to know things.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this all about?
What is life all about? Kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like how do you answer, ask one question?
Yeah.
Like that's, I guess the question I would ask, but
yeah.
Obviously, like, I can't know all that information easily at one time.
Of course, yeah.
But, so, I asked the question. You know, I'm thinking about it. Take the hit. And then, I just lay back. And it was, like, pretty much instantly out. And then it was a girl that did this with me. And then, when I woke up, it was somebody else. And that freaked me out. But I just remember, like, I was floating clouds. And I heard all these voices in different languages. But, like, I didn't feel they were earthly languages.
Okay.
To say. But like, who knows? They could have been.
I don't know
all the languages.
No.
I've been Orcish.
Like, yeah, but I might not understand German, but I recognize German. You
yeah,
know?
The German, Russian, like, you know, like that kind of stuff. Okay, that's a language. I understand.
Yeah. This one, just, these were
felt,
not ones
it was
you
just,
understood.
Yeah, like something was weird.
Yeah.
And then it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, you're not ready. And I woke up.
Really?
And I was like, and then I cried and I was bawling and this guy's there and I'm like, thank you for being here. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
wow. So it was like emotional regardless.
Yeah. Like whatever, like unbelievable feeling.
Wow.
I still don't understand it. Like,
yeah, you don't know what to take from it kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm curious to do that again. Hmm. Like you can do synthetic stuff, but I don't really want to do that per se.
Is the synthetic stuff the what
DMT? They call it? DMT.
Oh, that's synthetic.
The DMT is synthetic.
Oh, I think it's.
But he did. Say like, he did like lick the back of a frog type shit. Like,
but you actually licked the frog.
I did not lick a frog. Oh, no, okay. They take a sample of that and put it in a thing, and you smoke that.
What's the stuff where you can? It was the grocery store stuff, where you'd like trip out just like this, but it would last like 30 seconds.
Salvia.
Salvia.
Yeah. Smoke that. Just take your like. Get high for a minute
before you get into that. But I want to get the end of this. So I just wanted to ask, this whole trip, this whole experience, like you obviously did it for a reason and don't have to share that.
You feel stuck, right? In life. Like I'm selling insurance. I'm not happy doing that. Like,
yeah.
It was a bad time.
Do you feel that you came out of that experience being like, I got what I was looking for? Or do you think you got something different than you were looking for?
I did not get what I was looking for, something different. And I'm still learning about it, I think.
Processing what it was all that you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It changed.
Do you regret it?
Oh, heck no.
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 So you're like 100%. No. I'm glad I went.
I'm better for it for sure.
Yeah? I
quit my job.
Yeah.
You know, I went and experienced something different and moved out west for a year. Came back, took another job just to try this.
Perspective, you're happier.
No, he's been a better, different person.
Yeah.
Like, he's my neighbor.
Yeah.
He's been a better, like, it's a notable difference in where he is now. Like,
Which, that's progress.
Yeah, I'm still not exactly where I want to be, obviously, but.
Well, who is?
Who is?
Yeah. Right. No,
I think you're doing much better. Because I think way back before that.
I was super unhappy.
Yeah, you weren't bad.
And I didn't know, I didn't even know why. Yeah. I didn't even.
Well, you hated your job. That was number one. Like you have to. Like
it's nice to hear that
your job.
Yeah.
Well, you spend a lot of hours at your job, so you can't fully hate it.
You can't.
That's why you got to you got to find something that you at least can find some sort of fulfillment in.
Yeah.
I mean, we can cut this if you didn't want to have it in here. But I just wanted to ask you about this when you brought it up. I was like, shit, I've never actually like got the story fully of it, and so I think it's an interesting story.
That was great. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
No, hey, my pleasure.
Was it expensive?
Not cheap.
Yeah, not cheap.
What would you round it out to? Like six
like
grand?
Three grand.
Oh, that's
three
grand. That's reasonable.
That's a reasonable trip.
I think it was three grand, maybe five.
Including the ceremony? Like all, I think something like that. All your expenses?
That ceremony was $300, I think, to add that on.
The ceremony is $300.
No, like to do the extra Wednesday.
Oh. I want to say
thing. Or something. We did another thing too that was super cool. So basically got burnt with a cigarette, but it wasn't a cigarette. No, so they put this poison, like they burn this poison into your skin.
Wow.
And it like helps you not get sick it helps your immune system. It's supposed to be really good. I can't remember what it was. My brother would be best to talk to us about this stuff. And he's probably cringing.
It's interesting.
If he listens to this, he's going to be cringing. Like, this guy's such an idiot, man. Why didn't you just say it's this?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it worked?
Who knows? With COVID happened and everybody got sick. I got sick right when I got home. I'm pretty sure I had COVID the first thing because it was like, I got home.
It's good against everything but COVID.
I got home in February.
That's the idea of COVID.
End of February.
That's a novel disease.
Yeah, man. Like, could you imagine you got stuck down there?
Or 1st of March or something, March 2nd or something, I got home. And then I was supposed to be going to Ireland right after.
Oh, that got canceled.
And that got canceled. Yeah. Fucking COVID.
What was Ireland? Who are you doing that with?
Family.
Oh shit!
Nice. Craig and Linda were coming, but it was my 40th birthday.
Yeah, we canceled a bunch of shit for that too.
5 years ago now.
Craziness.
4 years ago.
I loved COVID. That's the only thing that clapped it up was that travel plans because we lost a bunch of travel plans. We didn't lose anything other than
we lost a few $100s, but.
And
we paid interest on a trip we never took for 5 years.
It was interesting because we got jury duty. Bree got jury duty.
Wow.
When COVID kicked off and they're like, no, we're not refunding that kind of shit. She's like, sorry, we got jury duty. So not only am I refunded, my spouse is refunded as well because I can't go. It still took like, I think a year and a half to get a refund and like 500 fucking emails.
Wow. But
yeah, that was the one thing we got. We got it back for that reason.
Crazy.
Because we didn't go to jury duty.
All right. You want to do one more card here and then we'll call
yes.
it
a day? Yes. Or no, do like a dozen cards. Do like a dozen more cards.
What is your favorite line from a love song?
Hey, did you have to read that far away from your face intentionally?
No.
Okay.
Fuck.
Are you,
go first. I'm going to think about this one.
What is your favorite line from a love song?
Yeah, I think I could think about this for a minute, too.
Could think about this for a minute?
Yeah.
Or just what is your favorite love song? Do you have a favorite love song? Have you already got that?
If it is a love song, I do like Cranberry's Dreams.
Is that a love song, though?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's singing about a dude, first off.
What do you think she's singing about?
I don't think I can translate it as well as Miss O'Riordan. I'm forgetting her first name right now, though. Delilah?
Dolores.
Dolores, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great song. Yeah. I don't know if I'd go love song with
it. I think it's a love song.
What, Dreams, really?
I've asked you to cover Cranberry Dreams.
We've played it at the cottage.
Cranberry's Dreams is
you've butchered
it. It's a Fleetwood Mac song.
No, it is.
No.
No, there is a, I'm sure there is a,
I'm just saying, like, that's why.
There's a song called Dreams, yeah, but the Cranberry song is a very well known, it's not the same song.
It's the one I've asked you to cover.
Fleetwood Mac song is more popular than Dreams Cranberries.
Well, internationally, probably.
100%.
Internationally, maybe.
Is Dreams the one that just came back and got really huge again?
Yeah, because of that commercial.
Yeah, it got huge on TikTok. That one's definitely bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the guy drinking cranberry juice.
No.
Yeah, that's Fleetwood Mac Dreams and drinking cranberry juice while he's riding a longboard.
Calling out my name.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, this one, like, that's why I guess
new generation.
That's why he signed up, dude. That's why he got fucking signed. See those?
Those notes.
He can sing.
Angel
dude.
Notes.
He can
I think terrible. One of my favorite love songs, and ooh, probably the favorite, is Lady in Red. And I don't know why. It's by Christa Berg. And I love that song. I found out it was one of my mom's favorite songs for a long time as well. And I now do it at karaoke, butcher it, but I love doing it.
She's a very sexual woman too.
And I've never really thought about why my mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
she exudes it.
Thank you.
She exudes sexuality.
Yeah. I've never really thought about what that song is about, but from what the lyrics I can think of right now, I have a feeling that it is about a guy cheating on his wife with a woman in red. That, like, but I could be wrong on that. I don't know. It's probably just singing about his wife and she has a red dress, and that's probably all it's really about. But I was like, wait a minute, this sounds adultery. Yeah.
What reminds me, when you say Lady in Red, what reminds me of is the Cool Rock commercial from the 90s. It was
don't know it.
It was a compilation album of awesome songs, and I could sing the commercial. So we go, Lady in Red, think of Laura, which is another song. And you'd go, I could sing along to the entire commercial. Piece. And then it got to a point where I could sing it without the commercial being live. Oh, and I could sing. And then I found out that our friend Matt could do the same thing. So we would sing the entire Cool Rock commercial. And it was awesome. It was a great piece.
I'll always say that you are a very talented person. But
I don't think you've ever said that.
Have you ever? I don't always say it.
Okay, thanks.
But have you ever had a talent that is useful? Whoa, hold on. That's where it's coming from.
Whoa, hang on. Hang on there, Mike.
No, Mike. Yeah.
Now you're talking about talent. Okay, well, let me talk about talent right now, Mike.
No more terrible impressions.
Yeah.
Who is that?
There's a Will Sasso inspired Hulk Hogan impression. So it goes, you always start off like, so if you're Mean Gene Hackerland and you ask me a question, so just give me a quick question as best you can.
How big are your pythons?
Whoa, let me tell you something, Gene.
Hold on, Gene.
Whoa, let me tell you something. It's always well, but it's you don't realize how bassy Hulk Hogan is. He's insanely bassy, right? Whoa, let me tell you something there, Gene. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to get too bassy at the spot. But you got to find all the Hulkamaniacs out there. And there's Hulkamaniacs everywhere in this stadium right now. Whoa, don't get me started on that.
Win the Mega Powers.
That's Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior is just screaming. Just screaming coked
when
out of his
the
head.
Ultimate Warrior comes into town. and he's checking out if the alignment of the moon is in the right space. And Jupiter comes in to say hello. That's when you know the ultimate warrior's in town.
You're not getting the screaming part though, because at high.
I'll destroy my.
You're keeping it calm for your microphones, but the ultimate warrior just scream nonsense.
You could literally just hurt my voice. I won't be able to talk to him.
You can see cocaine around his nostrils, like it's stuck to his makeup, and he's out of his fucking mind. It was the greatest.
Anyway, did you figure out your favorite? Anyone's favorite love songs? We've done that.
I'm going Cranberries.
I don't have a love song.
You do.
Nah, man.
You must. I mean,
you're going to hear it in like a month from now and go like, oh yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Red, red wine.
Yeah, dude, that's a good one.
UB40. Lovely.
Should we consider taking any actions to reduce our impact on the earth?
No.
Actually, as one who briefly worked at a recycling plant, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
No, it's all
they're throwing it all in the garbage. They're literally
selling it to Chicago.
They're pulling out what's valuable immediately. All the work you're doing, recycling, I promise you it's going to garbage island like everything else.
Yeah.
So all the work you're doing, stop.
Do you know we're selling most of our trash to the States? We're paying for the states to take it,
and then they send it to China, and then they repurpose it, and they sit there. And there's crazy. People. There's like
no, little, it just falls in the ocean. In the
there's
middle.
Little kids. Well, that's stuff
the kids. That plastic island.
Oh no! Yeah. What now?
Yeah,
they're just literally that.
Dude, I heard the plastic island's like bigger than Texas, dude. I thought it was like 2 miles wide, which was obviously already unacceptable. But I heard it's like bigger than the state of Texas.
Creating new land masses, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Just helping the population.
There's like new species sitting on it.
They can build on that.
There's like new kinds of frogs. Oh, yeah. They're like finding, they're finding species on it. Like, this doesn't exist yet. This thing's made out of garbage.
Oh my God. We're so doomed. Anyway, Josh, I want to say thanks for telling your story and joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Everyone should rate and subscribe and tweet us.
I subscribed for the first time.
There you go. Yeah,
I've only heard the show like one time.
Yeah.
Most people.
I hear the show every day when I'm around you guys.
Subscribing helps because once we get to a point where if you haven't subscribed, we would appreciate it because we can make a dollar cent selling.
Not talking, that's for sure.
No, but no, like sex toys or something. Like the first sponsor out there. Once we get to 500 or 5,000.
Is that what it is?
I think we're at like 4,000 right now. We need that to hit that 5,000 mark. 5,000,
yeah.
And then we can start selling dildos.
We don't have 4,000.
We've got four and a half thousand.
But some reviews, reviews and some.
Mike's already been wrong one time. Spiders have 8 eyes. We have 4,500 subscribers, 4,800, something like that.
I've been wrong in the past.
There you go.
My name is Mike Smith.
My name is Josh McDonald.
I am Josh Slater.
And this ain't never gonna work.